The video that you're about to watch is exactly what I'm talking to you about as far as sharing actual information that you've experienced and how valuable that is. And what I'm going to do is tell you things, the different methods and techniques that I have used to generate traffic to my opt-ins, how they have benefited me, and give you a little bit of insight in how they're used. And that's what I want you to do. Actually share that kind of information with others. The first one is forum posting. This is a very, very effective technique for a variety of reasons. Let's say you've got your squeeze page set up on your website. Number one, we are not, we're building a list here. That's the whole goal of all of this, is building a very large and powerful, influential list where I can go in there and I can email these people and they actually listen to what I say. The reason forum posting is so effective is because if you set up a website today and put, it doesn't matter if it's loaded with keywords, if it's got a lot of good content, doesn't matter. Google's not going to touch it for quite a while. And in order to get traffic to it, you're going to either have to pay for traffic or you're going to have to send the traffic from somewhere else. And that's why forum posting is so powerful, because forums generally have quite a bit of authority with Google and they get indexed very quickly. So any keywords or topics or niche related things are going to generally show up on Google fairly quickly. The way that we utilize forum posting is by looking for what is called a signature. In the profile, when you go to a forum, and all you do to find a forum in your niche is just type the keyword for the niche in Google and then put the word forum after it. So if you're talking about hunting, race car driving, playing guitar, whatever, you can just put guitar forum in Google. And whatever comes up, there's going to be tons and tons of forums there. All you do is you go through the list of forums and you find forums where they allow signatures. And most forums allow signatures. You're looking specifically for forums that allow signatures with links in them. And then what you do is you sign up for that forum. You edit your signature and your profile. And you use your website, the URL to your opt-in page, your squeeze page, your capture page. Whenever you post, you are going to automatically be building a link from that forum to your website. Now, long term, that helps you with your SEO, search engine optimization, because it's building what's called a backlink, one website linking to your website. And the more of those you have, the more credit Google is going to give you. So it's a good thing you're building those backlinks. Long term is going to help you out. But more importantly, it helps you. I don't know if I should say more importantly. They're probably equal, but it helps you right now instantly, because people will read that forum post and they will click on the link in your signature just out of curiosity, just to check it out. Also, we will have people, because it gets indexed quickly, we will have people going to Google and they'll Google that keyword term. A forum will show up in forums. Generally get a lot of clicks. Like if you're looking for something and you're looking for a solution to a problem or whatever, and on the Google results page, the SERPs is what it's called, S-E-R-P, if there's a bunch of ads on Google's results, right, across the top and down the right side, and in the organic results in the middle, there are posts to forums, the forum posts generally get clicked on. Because people realize that's free information and it's up-to-date information and it's real person information. It's not people, you know, in their minds. This is not people trying to sell me something. This is people discussing this and they want to find out about it. So forum posts are very valuable for that reason. You could post on something today and by tonight, people could be clicking on your signature and coming to your opt-in page. You want to be careful with forum posting, because you don't want to definitely come across as a marketer. You never want to give the impression that you're there marketing. So when you sign up, first thing you want to do, usually there is a section on there that says, you know, something like, are you new to this forum? Check out here or whatever. And you can go in there and introduce yourself. That's the best thing to do. Hey, everybody, I'm totally interested in playing guitar. I've been playing for 15 years. Just found this forum. And from what I see, it looks very, very interesting. I want to get really involved. And that's it. You never, ever say anything about selling anything. Your signature is it. I'm going to give you some headline templates, things that you can utilize for what to put in your signature, okay? But at this point, we're just focusing on getting involved with the community. At forums, it's all about community. If they perceive you as someone who is marketing something, they'll ignore you. You might even get kicked out of the forum. So always you want to come across as somebody who is just participating in that community, and you're involved in it, and you're asking legitimate questions. You're making, you know, if there's things that you can answer, you're doing that. You're participating. Post in 10 threads. This is the first time when you first sign up. This is what you're going to do right away. Post in 10 threads. That could be making a reply. That could be starting a new thread, asking a controversial question, something that's going to be exposed, essentially. That's all you're wanting to do is actually jump right in and get involved. Evaluate threads, and then reply post hot topics. So after we spend the time posting 10 to 10 threads, and you know, do not write a story. That's not the point. You're not writing a book. You're not even writing a magazine article. Just maybe 30 words is plenty. A few sentences is all it takes, really. So in other words, you don't want to spend a whole bunch of time there. See what they're doing. So after you post your 10 threads, look at what's going on in the forum. Find out what's a real hot topic. If, for example, you see something posted that says, what's your favorite guitar tuning? And there are 6,130 views, and that's the nice thing about forums is a lot of them will tell you how many times a certain thread has been viewed. If there's 6,000 views and, you know, 2,000 replies, then that's a totally hot topic, and that's something that I want to, note down so that when I post a new thread, I'll post something that has to do with that. Or when I reply to a thread, I'm going to look for threads that have to do with guitar tunings. If I see somebody post a question on, do you like, ball end strings or do you like the loop end strings? And it's got 20 views and 2 replies, I'm going to take a mental note and I'm not going to waste my time with that kind of stuff. Are those topics actually, I have no idea on any of that kind of stuff. So don't take that as, any kind of slander or anything as far as what kind of strings you should be using or what kind of tuning you should be using. No clue on that one. I don't know what's popular. But that's what you want to do is evaluate those threads, and you want to start threads that are going to create controversy, really. Not every single one. You shouldn't do that because that'll be overkill and they'll pick up on that. But just every once in a while, start a thread that you know is going to hit a nerve and stir people up. It's a good idea to sign up to multiple forums, but do not cross-post on the forums. What that means is you find something that's real hot and you post it on one forum, and then you go right over to another forum and you post the same question, and then you go to a third one and you post the same question. They pick up on that because the fact is a lot of these people, they are genuinely interested in this niche, and they will be members of multiple forums. And they will see, you know, that you're on forum X and you posted that question and they see your signature and they know where it goes. And then they see that you're on forum Y and you posted the same question and the same signature. They're going to pick up on that. They're going to know it. They're even going to expose you, and you're going to be absolutely worthless on any of the forums. So do your research in an individual way on the forums and do not post the same thing across multiple forums. That's just a word of caution. Article marketing is something somewhat similar to forum posting in the sense that it's free and it works quickly and it builds backlinks but gets you traffic like today. Very effective. All it involves is you pick a keyword, and to do this the right way, you want to pick a keyword or phrase, something that describes your niche, something that people would be interested in, and then you write an article about it. It does not have to be a big article. It can be, you know, 250, 300 words max. Whatever some of the article directories, they have minimums, and you have to adhere to that, but basically I try not to go over the minimum very much at all. But what you want to do is pick that keyword, write an article about it, and then submit it to them in the article somewhere. And you have to follow the guidelines of whatever article directory that you're submitting to. I'm going to give you a list of a few of them here in a minute. You're going to put links back to your website. Usually there's an author bio section, and in there you put links back to your website. Do it with keywords. So if I pick the keywords, learn to play guitar fast, and I write the article on that, learn to play guitar fast, and I use those keywords in the article, and I highly encourage you, don't do keyword spamming where you use the same keyword over and over again. Don't do that. Create the article for the reader. In other words, just use the keyword naturally. A lot of people are real worried about, you know, the ratio of how many keywords you have to all the words, and are you using 3% or 2% or whatever. Don't worry so much about that. Write it for a human being. Use the words or phrase when it seems natural. But in the bio section, where you link to your website, use those keywords as what is called your anchor text. Anchor text is whenever you see words underlined and you know that it's a link, the words that are underlined, that is your anchor text. So I might put in the bio section, if, learn to play guitar fast is my keyword phrase, I would put, if you'd like to, and then learn to play guitar fast will be the anchor text. That'll be the link text. Then visit my website at, and then you can put your website. So I've got two links there. One where it says learn to play guitar fast, pointing to my website, my opt-in page. And then the other one might have, you know, my website name or something, or just click here or whatever, and that also links back to my website. Couple of three directories here. easingarticles.com, that's probably the biggest one, most popular, gives you a lot of credibility as far as the search engines are concerned, indexed all the time. I can post something on Easing, and once it gets approved, it'll be there in like a couple hours. It'll show up on Google. And that is one thing. It does have to get approved. With Easing, there's a couple of caveats. One is when you initially sign up, if you don't have any reputation with them at all, you sign up a new account, it's going to take a while for your articles to get approved. You are going to get to write, I can't remember now if it's 10 or 20 articles, but you're going to get to write a certain amount of articles. It might be 10. But don't quote me on that. It's been a long time since I've been a brand new member there. But those articles, once they get approved, as long as you follow the guidelines and they don't have a lot of problems with those articles that you create, they will likely promote you to a platinum writer. And if you're a platinum author, I think is the term that they use, then your articles will get approved much more quickly, and it's unlimited, basically, how many you can do. If you don't write by their guidelines and they're having to constantly have you fix things, and it's not that you have to have a college level, you know, writing skills or anything like that. It's just you have to follow their guidelines and don't break their rules. If you follow those guidelines, more than likely you'll get promoted to platinum. If you don't follow the guidelines and they're having to tell you about things to do to fix it constantly, then they might put that off, put the promotion or the upgrade off, and they'll consider you. They'll put you in like another group where you can submit some more articles, and they'll evaluate them, and you know, maybe put you up for platinum later on, or you might have to upgrade to a paid subscription. But that still doesn't guarantee that your articles get approved. Okay, so you got to follow their guidelines. submit the articles. They can't seem self-serving. They have to relate original content and actually be helpful to the readers. The nice thing about article marketing is the articles not only come from eZine. The links don't not only come from eZine, but people, you're giving permission to people to use those articles, provided they keep the contents of the article intact, including your bio box. So another website owner, a webmaster, will grab your article if it's pertinent, and they'll post it on their website. And what do you get from their website? Now you get another backlink to your website. So it's majorly beneficial to do this. But eZine is, like I said, very, very effective. I get on there, I post something, and it gets indexed by Google very quickly, and you'll start getting traffic from that and building links. Scribd is another one. Very powerful. I like the flexibility of Scribd. There is no approval process. It's more like a like an article storage site. You can post your article. Number one, I like it because I get to write my article in Word, and I get to format it exactly how I want to. There's no rules to follow. I can put pictures in there, which is very important. You just paste the pictures in Word, and you put links wherever you want to have them. And then the nice thing about it is you have that Word doc, so you know it looks real nice, and you upload that to Scribd. It gets converted and indexed into a Flash format, and then it's going to get indexed by Google as well. And they can detect keywords that are in there. So you'll see once you upload there. And again, it's live very, very quickly. No approval process. Once you upload it, you'll see there's AdSense on the page. And you'll see that it has targeted keywords that are there. So if you did your job well, you should see ads that are in your niche. And then, you know, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to build you backlinks, and it's going to get you traffic from people going there, seeing the article, and if you give them permission, they can use the article on their website. GoArticles.com, this is another one that is essentially like eZine, except no approval necessary there. So you can go through and just submit something, follow their guidelines. I'm not sure. I've never had anything jerked off of Go Articles, but they do have some guidelines. And then, same thing, you're building backlinks. I do recommend that you use an article submitter. There's some software. I did not. JetSpinner is one, I guess I can mention, where they will submit for you to a bunch of different article directories, and that's generally a good idea. SEO, SEM, but before we move on, as far as the articles, one thing I wouldn't do, if you're writing on your blog, like if you have a blog on your website, don't post something on your blog and then repost it as an article and submit it. That won't really help you as far as Google is concerned. It's okay to take the same article and submit it to lots of directories, but don't put the same content on your blog that you're submitting as an article. Make that original. Okay, because you don't want people to come there and they see the exact same thing that they just read. Plus, Google isn't going to like, they're going to call that duplicate content. They're not really going to like that. SEO, SEM, this is search engine optimization and search engine marketing. This is basically where we create a page or do a blog post that targets a popular keyword or keyword phrase. And then what we do is we write around that keyword phrase. So let's say we've got a blog. On the blog, we're going to pick a keyword phrase in our niche, and we're going to create a blog post for that keyword, like using the keyword where it's in there, not keyword spamming, but it's in there enough that Google can tell this is pertinent content for that keyword phrase. Then we go out, we write an article, and we submit that, and it's got anchor text pointing back to that exact page that has the blog post of that keyword phrase. In doing that, we are targeting, you know, you're going to get laser targeted traffic because people are going to do a search in Google. They're going to see articles that come up. They're going to see our blog posts that come up. The thing with SEO, it will take a while for this to be very, very effective to you. Again, we are building a business here, so it's not like, you know, it's something that should be ignored because we want instant money like right now. It's something that you should have in your strategy because long term, it's going to do nothing but help you in the future. So it's something that look at it as you're making an investment, and it's an investment that's going to pay dividends eventually. Even if it doesn't work out really, really good right this minute, it is something that's going to benefit you in the future. And the nice thing about SEO is once you implement the strategy, there's no reason, in other words, for you to not do this right now, because in everything else that we're doing, this is just, it's a part of it, and it's something that it's not going to be much more difficult to implement with our blog posting, you know, with our forum posting and article marketing and all of that. We're creating pages where there's going to be content there. And keeping this in the back of our mind, you know, finding the keywords and doing the research and keeping up on that kind of stuff, that's just a little other piece that we can throw in that, again, is like making an investment because we're going to be doing the article marketing anyway. We're going to be doing the forum posting anyway. We might as well be doing this. And in the future, you know, it's gonna pay dividends because it's something that once it's there, it's established, and then Google is just going to eat it up and keep sending us traffic over and over and over again. The keyword research tool that I use is Master Niche Finder. Just go to masternichefinder.com. And then we also have pay-per-click. Pay-per-click is a way to get traffic, of course, to your opt-in very, very quickly. I can go to Google, do AdWords, do MSN or even Yahoo, and I can pay for traffic. You will get traffic to your opt-in, and you will get people to opt-in. You will pay money. That's what pay-per-click is all about. You have an ad, and you say, you know, show my ad for these keywords, and if somebody clicks on my ad, I'll pay, you know, 10 cents or 19 cents or whatever you have specified. For some niches, pay-per-click will work out really great for you. For others, it could get very, very expensive. It's not unheard of to pay $5 to $10 for a click, one click, because it's a very competitive niche, and people know that there's a lot of money to be made in that niche. So, you know, maybe if I get 100 clicks, 100 visitors to my website, I might close one sale. But with that one sale, I make $1,000. That kind of determines how much I'm willing to pay for those 100 clicks. That's the way it goes. All the other methods that we talked about here, forum posting, article marketing, SEO, SEM, you're looking at, you know, sweat equity. So just a little bit of elbow grease, you doing it yourself, or you could pay other people to do it for you, relatively inexpensive. Headline templates. You can use these for the signature in your forum post. You can maybe use it for article headlines. Use it for a variety of things, just basically fill in the blank. What's the fastest way to blank? And incidentally, you can use these for your subject lines, also for your emails, for your autoresponders, okay? But what we're talking about now is building a big list, right? So traffic, qualified, quality traffic has a lot to do with that. And then how you get them to actually do the opt-in. The headline is very important, whether it, again, is the signature in your forum or it is the subject line of your email, influencing them is what the goal is. What's the fastest way to play guitar? What's the fastest way to make money online? You put in whatever your niche is. This is how I blank in 2 days. This is how I learned to play Hotel California in 2 days. This is how I lost weight, lost 10 pounds in 2 days. 10 pounds in 2 days, boy, that'd be... Oh, I wish I could do that. If I could do that, then I'd definitely have a product. I've seen a lot of questions about blank. Well, here's your answer. Again, for a... What we're doing with... Like, let's say subject lines for our emails or the signature in your forum or a title in an article is we're trying to quickly address the real issue. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for answers to their problems. And if you can provide that, that's exactly what you want to do, is right up front tell them. That's, you know, the days of figure out something real catchy that'll trick people into opening your emails. I mean, that kind of stuff. Yeah, once in a while, you know, it's okay to do that, and it might work. Do something that'll really shock people, even with a thread for a forum, right? You could try something like that. But if you constantly hammer people with that stuff, they learn to turn a deaf ear. They just start to ignore you. It's really not hard to blank, I'll show you. I mean, it's self-explanatory, right? This is the type of thing. People want to see the answer. So show them that you have the answer. That's it. Let me give you a list building tip here. One of the most effective ways of building a list quickly is using leverage. Leverage means that we have other people, we benefit from other people's efforts. We benefit from somebody else's list. If you have, you know, whatever niche you get involved in, there's going to be already established people that are in that niche. They've already got lists. If you can coordinate some type of relationship with those people and do some, maybe a cross promotion, or you know, just ask them, if you're just starting out and you don't have a list yourself, you want to try to get other people to promote for you to their list. One of the ways that you can do that is by creating an exclusive offer for that JV. JV is joint venture. Somebody else is going to promote to their list your product, your opt-in page, to hopefully get you more subscribers. If you have half a dozen JVs promoting to their list, then of course it's obvious that that's going to benefit you, because you're going to build the list quickly. So how are you going to benefit them? Because as a JV, they want to know, what am I going to get out of this? Well, perhaps you can create something that would benefit their customers, their people that are on their list, and you can do it exclusively for them. So in other words, you say, hey, look, Matt, I'm going to put together a video training course that answers the top 5 questions that I have seen on most of the forums out there. Show them how to deal with these particular problems. I would like to give that to you so that you can send it to your list. The way that this whole arrangement works out is they will be able to, you know, you'll have the video and you're going to show them, look, your people are going to benefit from watching this video. On the video, there's an opt-in box. That opt-in is for your list. If they would like more information, if they'd like to find out more from you, they're going to opt in. Simple as that. So it's a win-win situation, because that JV partner, they're going to give their list some valuable content. And it's not, listen, folks, it's not like you're trying to steal anybody, you know, from somebody else. And most savvy businessmen, they know this. They know that they're, you know, if they're doing their job, it's not like, I mean, how many internet marketing lists are you on, right? Probably more than one. It's not so much that you would buy from marketer X and you wouldn't buy from marketer Y because he sent you over to marketer X's website and you opted in. That's not going to happen. You would buy from either one of them if they provided, you know, what the things that we're talking about here, if you have a relationship with them. Same kind of thing in whatever niche it is. So that's not the threat. What you want to do is express to that JV partner, you need to provide, you know, you don't necessarily do it in these words, but you need to relate to them. You need to provide fresh, original content to your subscribers so that they benefit from something that you have done. And, you know, you can work out some type of arrangement with them. Tell them, you know, I've got 5-6 JVs that are going to be sending out different videos. I made a different tutorial for every one of them. and I set up a different page for each one of them. I'm going to have a very big list here before too long, and I will cross-promote for you someday if you have an offer that you would like me to promote. I'm going to have, you know, subscribers from all these other different lists, and I'm going to, you know, be able to help you out in the future as well. So you're helping them right now to build more of a relationship with their list by providing something helpful, and you're going to help them in the future because it's kind of like a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of thing. In the next video, we're going to talk about how you can increase your open rate.